My name's David Miller. On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero. No one asked us, no orders were given. We went because our city, our country, our neighbors were under attack. And we knew what to do, or at least we thought we did.
Anybody with half a brain would probably look at that cloud and say, this can't be good for you. But, you know, unfortunately, when you're called to war, you don't say, well, I'm not going in there. You just go.
But what exactly was in that burning pile where the World Trade Center once stood? According to final studies later published by the EPA and other government agencies, a devastating toxic soup containing more than 2,500 contaminants.
You see two 110-story buildings collapse, and nothing's more than small little pieces. Where did the asbestos go? Where did all the concrete dust go? Where did all the fiberglass go? Where did all this go? And anybody could see that it went into the air.
You couldn't stop. You'd cough for like 5 minutes straight. You just couldn't stop coughing. You know, you'd try to fight it back, and it would just come.
And this is the EpiPen that I carry. If I have an asthma attack and I'm not by medication, I have to jab it into my thigh so I can get some relief.
I was sick immediately. I spent 3 days in Jamaica Hospital after 9/11 because I kept on having asthma attack after asthma attack.
We go out and with rakes and shovels and stuff and just go through all the debris looking for, you know, body parts and different things of that sort to make identifications. The weird thing was, it was very cold when we were up there. I believe it was in the middle of the winter, but the ground wasn't frozen. The ground kind of like bubbled underneath your feet, which was kind of strange to me.
That can't be healthy.
You know, you're coughing a lot. I mean, for days after, we're coughing up blood and different things like that.
After 9/11, I developed a cough, nasal congestion. Burning in my ears really bad, and I really never thought about it. I went to the doctors. I tried not to go out sick. And then I went on vacation in 2004 with my family, and I came back to my 40th birthday. And they told me I had a mass in my chest. And I'm not crying for myself. I cry for my family because I'm worried about them being without me.
We were all here 7 years ago, and the government turned their back on us. Please help us now.
The federal government has still not assisted me and the thousands of other rescue workers. The federal government 2 weeks ago cut $100 million from the budgets for health care. And that is a disgrace. It's despicable that they would do that to us.
I have a much more limited lifespan, of course, and so do somewhere around 40,000 other rescue workers. But how many New Yorkers were also exposed? Where'd all that dust from the roofs go? This could be one of the greatest public health disasters in history.
Christy Todd Whitman testified in front of Congress that the air was safe. Is that why, when I had a lung test 2 weeks ago, they found black fluid in my left lung? Is that why my right lung is full of blood right now? Is that why I take 18 medications, because the air was safe?
That's my roommate. That's his medication, 26 pills a day. He's a NYPD. I call him Skittles, as a nickname, you know?
I have nasal problems. I have the asthma. I have nerve damage. I have sciatica. I have limited use of my left side.
My name is John Field. I'm a 9/11 responder. I was there for 5.5 days, and I spent 11 weeks in the hospital after I was horribly injured. After fighting for my own basic benefits, saw so many other people suffering, and I decided to help people just like me. Denied, neglected, turned down, shunned, laughed at, made a mockery of. Heroes, brave souls, who risked their lives without prejudice, who gave of themselves for this country and this city of New York. Over the last couple of years, I've been running the Feel Good Foundation. The Feel Good Foundation, we advocate for workers' comp and Social Security and crime victims. We do this on limited resources. None of us should get paid. My board is made mostly of 9/11 responders. And we're trying to show others why we have nothing, we can still help each other. We can create that safety net and that support system for others to follow. Isn't that a better feeling in the world than helping somebody?
John Field donated his own kidney to another 9/11 first responder who was about to die.
I thought giving a kidney was like, wow, winning a lot of, but actually helping a 9/11 responder who can't put food on his table, keep a utility on, knowing that we helped him do that, isn't that a better feeling? Isn't that a better feeling making the government look bad while they just keep screwing everything up?